Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. none other. Tonight, we're doing a show about Santa Claus and the claws of Satan. Are they intermingled? There's this mysterious Saint Nick and this story about this Santa Claus. And we're doing a show tonight because ultimately it's your decision. A lot of people are not informed. You know, a lot of people just believe a lot of hype about a lot of different things. And, you know, one of the greatest things that is always said is suffer not unto the children. You know, so tonight's show, we're doing a show called, again, Santa Claus. Is he the cause of Satan? There's no such thing as a coincidence. This character is a carpenter, lives in the North Pole. And then Satan has said the words in Isaiah 14:14, I will be like the Most High. Santa, if you rearrange the letters, it's also called anagrams, rearranging letters to hide secret names or words. It's a long practice in the occult and in demonic cults. It teaches that the name isn't important, it's the letters. So, it's also said that one cannot serve two masters. So, who is this craftsman? And after tonight's show, will you still allow your child to sit on the lap? Now, Santa is a transposition of letters. You know, scrambling letters to hide names or true meanings or words that, you know, the unintended cannot first see right off hand. Now, those who read scriptures, and I always say I did a show before, all the scriptures not in the Bible, and the Bible doesn't hold all the scriptures. But particularly in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians, second chapter 11th verse says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. The great deceiver, a manipulator. Now, this Saint Nick. Supposedly Santa is named after Saint Nicholas, who supposed to have existed or what have you. Now let's look at the historical facts. The problem with this Saint Nicholas saga and this person Saint Nick, there's no evidence that the Saint Nicholas actually existed. You know, if you look into the World Dictionary. The World Book Dictionary, Old Nick is another name for the devil. It tells you there, look up the word old, space Nick, means devil, all right? All right, so Old Nick is listed among the fallen angels or the devils in the tabernacles. They say that December 25th is actually the feast of honor and the birth of this Babylonian queen, you know, so you can look it up in this thing called New Age Virgins. Okay, well, let's go back to Nicholas. Nicholas, this saint, supposedly existed. There's no historical document, no evidence whatsoever. And actually, in 1969, Saint Nicholas was officially decreed from the Pope. The Pope listed 40 so-called saints, and Saint Nicholas was decreed, taking him out of the out of his official church calendar because he doubted that they ever existed. Officially decreed, Saint Nicholas. Little is known about Saint Nicholas. There's a whole bunch of legends or what have you saying he lived around this time. They're confusing it with a Nicholas the Saint, who lived in the 4th century, who had nothing, and this was in Russia. This was a tall, dark-skinned man, and he lived in Russia, and he had, there's no similarities at all to this so-called Saint Nick that's made up that the Pope decreed, and the time is completely different. there is something called the Snicks shirt. We'll get into that. You know, there's also the Knickerbocker Santa. All these type of stories. Now, this old Nick person and the devil, he would have elves around him. You look up the word elves. Elves is also a term for demons. So, you know, there's no evidence of St. Nicholas in any form. So that's St. Nick. You examine the facts. There's a lot of errors, gross errors about this so-called Nick, St. Nick. But there's history in fact that the devil was called old Nick. Now, there's something called the Sinterklaas. This is a Nordic folk tale of a magician who dressed up in red and gave children presents because he really wanted the children's spirits. He was a demon, you know? And this demon would have the children think that, you know, he was trying to be nice to them, and he snatched the children's spirits and was trying to cast them into hell. There's also an association with a Santa and a mythical god called Thor, T-H-O-R. He was an elderly man, jolly and friendly and very sad, a white beard. His elements was fire and the color red. And he had this demon with him called Black Pete. Black, huh? Black Pete. And Black Pete would lure the children as well, and then he would try to steal the spirits of children. Even today in Sweden, they still talk about this Thor. You know? So there's all these stories and there's all these facts of what's going on about this so-called Jolly Saint Nick. So why in this country, specifically this country, are there a glamorization of an individual purporting to be someone who brings your children gifts and dressing up as this Thor and using names that's associated with demons? And why are they trying to get the children? Is always something with the children. Halloween. Look at the fact with Halloween, when it was really Halloween, and got the children dressing up like demons for candy. Easter, you got the children looking around with Easter bunnies. Why is there always something pointing to the children? The children. It's something to think about. Now, this Sinterklaas and this Black Pete, they wanted the souls of children. Santa Claus, he's not a bishop, but this Sinterklaas, this Saint Nicholas, and, you know, there was nothing a saint about this man. Children in Holland are taught about Black Pete, who enters through the chimneys and, you know, wants to steal the souls of the children. And, you know, he accompanies St. Nicholas, who is openly identified as the devil. In parts of Europe, Black Pete is named the devil. The Oxford English Dictionary tells you that besides the name Satan, Beelzebul, Lucifer, he is also named Old Nick. St. Santa Claus originated from a character identified as the devil or Satan. That's a historical fact. I'm going to tell you about a movie. Adam Sandler did a movie called Little Nicky. Little Nicky was the son of Satan in this movie. And in the movie, it was said, if your mother was an angel and your father was a devil, you'd be messed up too. There's also a movie called Apocalypse. The actor Nick was associated as the Antichrist. Let's look at some of the similarities with this Jolly Saint Nick and what's in the biblical scriptures. Jolly Saint Nick has a beard, a chin, as white as snow. If you look at the biblical scriptures, Daniel 7 chapter, 9th verse, it describes Jesus as the ancient days with hair like pure wool. Daniel 7 says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. This old Jolly Saint Nick, he wears boots and a suit of red. Excuse me, let me my. You know, boots and a suit of red. No, I'm trying to go on my. Switchboard real quick. Okay, I have a Skype caller whose hand is not up. All right, I'm going to go back to what I was saying. All right, so you got this so-called Jolly Saint Nick who has this boots of red and a suit of red. Then in the biblical scriptures, you go to Revelation chapter 19, 11 verse. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Now, Jolly Saint Nick is not a plumber or electrician. He's a carpenter. And the biblical scripture, Mark, the 6th chapter, the 3rd verse, it is said of, Christ is not this the carpenter. This Jolly Saint Nick lives in the North Pole, supposedly. It is said in the biblical scripture, Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 14, speaking of Christ, his house was toward the north. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. Psalms, the 48th chapter, verses 1 through 2, says, Great is the Lord, and great to be praised in the city of God, in the mountains of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. The Lord dwells in the north, the city of the great king. Now, Lucifer, in the 14th chapter of Isaiah, stated when he rebelled against God in the biblical scriptures, that he was going to exalt his throne in the north. Now, you have this Jolly Saint Nick that goes around whole. Ho-ho. And you have biblical scriptures in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6. Ho-ho, say it. And also in chapter 2. That's the devil's trademark. Ho. Now remember, in biblical scriptures, the angels a third, but you don't know a third of what. So that's the missing variable, that number. Were cast out with the devil. And this Satan has so many little helpers. Cute little helpers called elves. If you go to Webster's Dictionary, it has a definition of elf, and it's called wandering spirit, imaginary beings, evil spirit, a devil. There are dictionaries across the world that refer to elves as rude ancestors. The occult call elves Satan, fallen angels, a host of supernatural beings and spirits who exist between earth and heaven. The biblical scripture, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, Satan and his angels were cast out with him. There is an encyclopedia of witchcraft, and it talks about elves having an appetite for human blood, to suck human blood like vampires, and the occult. If that person will only deny their faith. Now, I was talking to some people the other day, and I said, if you call, they tell you to call on the name of God, call on your Lord and Savior, call on the Most High. So when you call on Him, you're calling on Him. What does it tell you to call on Him? You're asking for His presence, right? So, if people are to call on God, what do you think you're doing when you're participating in things, calling on evil things, like reciting words that may be of a negative nature? They say it all the time, speak of the and he'll appear. So if you speak of something, do you make that appear? And if you go back to Poltergeist, the movie, evil couldn't enter unless you invited it in. And there are people leaving, telling their children, leave cookies for Santa, leave a note, make a wish. You know, so it's really some serious things going on in this situation. There's also a situation where in the occult, in symbols, elves are taught to appear and play with children and to disappear when adults come, according to the occult. No. So it's a lot of a lot of discrepancies going on. You know? You have elves. Remember Ozzy Osbourne? Ozzy Osbourne, the rock star, quote unquote, the rock star, he talked a lot about being demonically possessed with elves. September 2nd, 1989, Ozzy and his demons, quote unquote, nearly murdered his own wife. I'm going to quote something that Sharon Osbourne said on Barbara Walters 2020. I was downstairs reading. He came down with just underpants on, and he was like, we've come to this to a decision. And I'm like, we? And he said, you have to die. And then he just died on me. And got me down. And was just strangling me. But he was gone. There were blinkers on his eyes. He had gone. It wasn't Ozzy. She also told Barbara Walters that Ozzy repeatedly talked about demons, little people, elves, that lived in his head. She said he just got this demon in him. He can't get rid of these elves. It's like living with several different people. She said this in People Magazine, July 10th, 1989. I was a child, but, you know, one day he came, loving and one day he can be loving and romantic, but the next day he'll turn into the Jekyll and Hyde monster. I never know what I'm going to wake up with. He later said in another interview that he was convinced that he was possessed. Now, if you go to the biblical scriptures, Psalms 106, the 37th verse, ye, they sacrificed their sons and daughters unto the devil. Oh, how he loves the children. The great Saint Nick. They stand in line, sitting on his lap. They get their picture taken with him. They tell his most intimate secrets. They love Santa because Santa loves him. Reminds me of this Bishop Eddie Long. The parents bring their children to somebody just to be violated. Now, according to different scriptures, the evil one, ultimate goal is to be worshipped, to kill, to steal, to destroy, and to gather up as many souls as possible. Now, if you go back to the biblical scriptures, remember, he said to Christ, all this power I will give you. If only you will worship me. Are little children worshiping Santa? Is Santa a great deceiver? Why does he have so many traits and attributes and characteristics as Christ? Santa's supposed to know everything. He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been good or bad. So be good for heaven's sake. So be good for heaven's sake. You better watch out. Especially if Santa Claus is coming to your town. Santa Claus seems to be everywhere. Like a roaming lion. Roaming to and fro. But according to Proverbs and Chronicles, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Run to and fro throughout the whole earth. This Santa. How did he get here? Just magically appeared. People, what are you doing to your children? What are you doing to yourself? Is this a form of blood sacrifice? Blood sacrifice in the meaning of worshiping. Why are people in other countries aware and teaching their children about Saint Nick the devil and Black Pete his demon coming down chimneys? Have you ever heard of this in your country? Children all over the world are taught to fear Santa. You can look at some children, they sit on this lap of this red suit person, and these children are crying. Sometimes children can pick up energies, believe it or not. It's even said, and a child will lead them. Are you listening to the children? Santa, he has a judgment book. He knows if you've been naughty or nice. He's checking a list, sometimes checking it twice. This is ridiculous. They say warning comes before destruction. So with all these warning signs, are you still destroying yourself and your children? Is this a coincidence? Is this a counterfeit ploy? The great deceiver. Who do you believe in? It's ho ho ho, a incomplete sentence. You're not hearing the rest. Is he saying ho ho ho, I am God? There is a magazine that does parodies, but sometimes you gotta look at these parodies and say, 1994, The Onion did a parody about Santa Claus that was titled Ho Ho Ho, I Am God. It said, I love visiting each and every one of your homes, stuffing your stockings. You see, I'm God. Don't I look familiar? I'm old. I have a white beard. I love everyone. I'm the same God as you and your mommy and daddy worship on Sunday. Okay, I admit it. I'm not God, but I'm better than God. I'm jollier. Worship me, not him. Worship Santa. I am God. Isn't that situation irony? to say the least. Having eyes yet seeing not is what's stated in the biblical scripture Mark chapter 8, the 18th verse. There was a scholar who said, you know, with each request fulfilled, parents are unwittingly making a pact with the devil. They may as well be writing in blood. Satan wants to distract the children with shiny toys. This is what the person that was studying the similarities to Santa and Satan and this situation and this old Saint Nick thing is talking about. And if you look on my page, it talks about spiritual warfare, the book, and just what your eyes, you know, that third eye, that conscious, you know, you need to see. Some people just practice religion with their mouths, you know. Nothing spiritual about them. Because you see a lot of people doing some things that's contrary to what they purport to believe. Vulnerability. Man, the great art of persuasion. Now, what about this clause? We know Santa, you can switch the letters. You'll see the word Satan. It is said that clause is the anagram switching for Lucas. Lucas and Lucius are said to be code words for Lucifer. Now, there was a publishing company book called Lucifer Publishing Company, and it changed its name in 1924 to the Lucius Lucas Trust. And guess what? They're major players in the United Nations. Works for the United Nations. Lucas Trust. Google it. L-U-C-I-S space Trust. T-R-U-S-T. I believe it's a building now, kind of out on Wall Street. Claws also sound like claws. C-L-A-W-S. Like lion claws. Now remember, biblical scripture, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Santa Claus is disguised as the real thing. Kind of like informant, agent. Agents, you know, agents, some undercover agents. They're disguised as some legit companies, legit people, legit businesses. Do felony talking, but wouldn't commit a misdemeanor. In disguise, it sounds good. Anybody can box outside the ring. Jolly old Saint Nick. Now, old Nick means devil. Where is the saint coming from? wants to be worshipped. Some people put two and two together and clearly see four. Others put two and two together and will try to convince you it's 22. Put the two and the two, they're right next to each other. That's 22. All day. You know? And if they tell you that enough, propaganda, some people believe it. And say, hey, well, two and two is 22. Not two plus two, but two and two. You know? The game is to be sold. And shown. What about Kris Kringle? It's German for Little Christ Child. Now, it's a U.S. name for Santa Claus. Santa Claus, associated with the devil, and saying that he's the Christ Child, the Antichrist. So there's a lot of things to think about, to look at, to ponder, and stop and think. What are you doing to your children? If you knew, by sitting your child on the lap of someone whose representation goes back to an evil force that wants your child's spirit, would you still put your child on that person's lap? Would you sacrifice your soul? Do you even believe it's real? Now, I was talking to some people again a few days ago, and I made a statement. You know, when I was in high school, you know, like a, was it high school?
Yeah.
It could have been middle school. Yeah, it was high school. I was in high school, you know. I used to tell people how I could look in their eyes and tell if they're going to hell. I used to tell them that in the classroom, other kids and everything. And I told this boy he was going to hell. You know? And he got mad at me, wanted to fight me, and all this other stuff. But, you know, and me personally, I honestly felt like he was going to hell. You know, I was just like, you know, I just feel like you're going to hell. You know, I wasn't trying to, like, start stuff with him and everything. But, you know, if you go back to the enslaved days where they wouldn't let the so-called slave, I say so-called slave because that was an act of war, you know, but they just watered it down, romanticized and called it slavery, but it's an act of war. And the reason why there's no apology for slavery because an apology is an afterthought. So you're not going to apologize for something that's still going on. And like I said, the Dred Scott decision, even though it's a void order, you know, verifies that slavery has not ended. But they will never, ever allow the so-called slave to look into the eyes of the so-called master, which is nothing more than the oppressor and those who enslave people. You know, and people can't get mad because people repeatedly talk about history. You know, you cannot get mad at something that a person did not do themselves. We didn't create this history. Anybody in their right mind know anything about trauma, being traumatized and what have you. You know, and I'm going to do another show about something else. Because someone asked me to come on my show, and after I thought about it, you know, I'm just going to sit back patiently, and if they come, you know, I'm going to break some things down, because I don't know if I got sucker across my forehead, but I'm not the one, I'm really not, but anyway, getting back to that, so I told this guy he was going to hell, so he wanted to fight me at first, you know, and it was the biology class, and I was in this biology class, and I really liked biology, you know. I was getting A pluses left and right. We talked about, you know, every living thing that had things in common, but, you know, I had to brush up on that stuff now. I remember the 8 things that all living things have was assimilation, excretion, and other stuff. You know, I really like biology. So the biology teacher actually talked about people who could, you know, look into the eyes and the soul and what have you, and different things of that nature. And then the guy later on told me that he always felt like he was going to hell, and he later on told me that he used to hear little voices and always see little evil elves. He always talked about elves, you know, the same boy in the class where I told him he was going to hell. But is he going to hell? You know, I don't know. But back then, I just felt like he was going to hell, just looking at him in his eyes, you know. But he will always talk about these elves. You know, he later talked about the elves and how he told the elves he wanted to be with them and everything, you know. It's kind of crazy that I really didn't think too much of that until coming across this situation with this Santa Claus. And just myself personally, you know, I never, ever, my family will tell you, I never, ever really got into, like, this Christmas so-called spirit thing, but I will always wait. I always tell people, well, I'm not going to buy nothing for nobody. Probably December 23rd, 24th, I might give somebody something. And I never, ever really got into the spirit of that. But I used to do stuff to make people laugh, like I wrap up stuff of theirs in Christmas wrap, you know, stuff that's already in their house and give it to them just so people can laugh and stuff. So, you know, it's just that you have to really, 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 people, look at what's going on before your eyes, you know. And if you are a spiritual person, does your works correlate with your words, you know? And think about why everyone's focused on the children. As I was saying, which I cut myself off telling you all my story in high school, but I was just telling someone the other day, there is nothing more precious than a child. Nothing more precious than the spirit of a child. And there's so much evilness going on that's focused towards the children, you know, subliminally and in your face. And what's being done to our children on purpose, you know. And there is scripture to tell, unless you are childlike, you can't enter a kingdom. There's people who get all type of plastic surgery trying to recapture you. And these things are geared toward children. Common sense does not seem to be too common. I have 2 more Skype callers. If you all want to get in, I'm open up the mic for you. Nobody has their hand up. I guess everybody just listening. What's my chat room? Oh, I got a lot of guests in there. Peace to the guests. You know, so that's the thing about that, you know. And just research for yourself what's going on. And if you want to give your children gifts or what have you, don't do it to a ritual. And when I say a ritual, I mean, like, don't tell your children leave Santa a letter, leaving cookies out, all this other stuff. People, I mean, there's a radio program, and I just cannot think of the name right now. They come on early, early in the morning. And there's people all over the world talking about things you would never, ever believe. There are so many things that actually happen in the world that is recorded that you have no idea about in this country as it relates to supernatural things and phenomenon, you know. And I remember reading about angel hair, the stuff that fell out the sky, and scientists have it. And it's like snowflake, but it's not dissolved. And it's also like being invisible, but they're holding it. You know, it's just so much stuff that actually happens. And there are evil spirits There are imps walking around. There's evilness everywhere. But do you have your coat of armor on? Are you aware of what's going on? Or do you just brush it off? You know, and it also says in one of the scriptures, not just the Bible, that my children will perish for a lack of knowledge. And because you reject knowledge, I will reject you. Now, the rejection of knowledge seems to be a curse. And I always try to tell children, you know, if you throw anything away, don't ever throw away knowledge. Throw away a toy before you throw away a book. So that concludes my show for tonight. And I think that what I'm going to do before I end the show, and the reason why, you know, I wasn't going to play no jingle bells and all that stuff, you know, ho, ho, ho. I wanted to play something more of a spiritual thing, you know. And what you heard was this song, Strong Man. And it talks about this evil force that only the spiritual eye of this person can see, you know, and see what is being done. And she's telling you got to go, you know. So I'm just saying, if you're a spiritual person, you know, because life is not a religious hymn, it's a struggle. And we're struggling every day. Some people are religious, some people are spiritual. Some people play their religious role, you know, and have no spirituality within them. Some people are very spiritual and don't claim a religion, you know. So just don't invite evil into your life. Don't invite wrong into your life. And I'm going to tell you something else. You show, if, you know, I had did a show back a while ago, which I took off, but, you know, I was reading scriptures on that show that were taken out the Bible, purposely taken out the Bible. Remember, every year they get together and take out books and whatever. This is a book called The Apocalypse of Peter. And I remember I tried to even talk about that on MySpace, and they banned me. The Apocalypse of Peter talks about hell. Like you will never, you think Revelation is something? And the Apocalypse of Peter gives a great depiction of what is going on in hell. And it talks about those who are going to hell because they follow others. Those who will be hanging by their hair. And according to the Apocalypse of Peter, now hell is a place where people are going to go with their flesh and blood, even though they're out of the body. They'll be in hell in a fleshly way. Now, according to heaven, only no flesh and blood can enter heaven. But that's not what it said about hell. So the Apocalypse of Peter talks about those who are going to hell for following other people who have misled them. It talks about preachers in hell. It talks about those who have killed children. The children will be spitting fire into the people's eyes as they hang from their hair and their tongue and being cast by a worm. It's deep, real deep. So if you're going to get it, I hope you get it right. Peace. I can hear.
Go away.